When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
In the depths of the Abyssal Arena, where monstrous eels lurk and scales of survival shimmer just out of reach, four contestants fight for their lives. Amongst them, Eve, a determined biologist, swims with precision and cunning. Armed with wit, a grappling hook, and her instinct, she'll have to outmaneuver beasts and betrayals. The question is, who will emerge victorious, and who will get lost to the dangers of the Abyss? Prepare yourself, for this is no ordinary trial. This is survival beneath the waves.
We have a bit of a stalemate. All contestants are close to the scales. But who will make the first move? In the meantime, I received information that our great leader Korzan has joined the stadium. Give it up for Korzan!
Just you wait, you big guy.
All right, Kretlak's too aggressive. If I go head to head with him, he'll get the upper hand. If I could somehow eliminate him already. That cave over there. That's the giant eel's hideout. If I could lure one of them towards it, that sea monster will do the work for me. He's quick, but not careful. I don't like this any more than you do, but come on, take the bait.
Eve pulls herself sharply to the side, avoiding Kretlak's grasp just in time. A split second later, she tugs on the hook, dislodging a piece of rock that tumbles towards the eel's cave.
Got him. May your soul rest in peace.
Oh ho ho! Looks like Kretlak is no more. That must be a relief for the other contestants.
Holy! Did you see that? That eel just swallowed him whole.
Great use of my grappling hook.
I don't think first aid is necessary for the tentacle guy anymore.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Don't take too long. We might need you for the next trial.
Of course.
Okay, now everyone could technically win by grabbing a scale, but I don't trust the others one bit. I should find a way to keep my eyes on Zora.
Eve swims away from the chaos, keeping low as bubbles rise around her. In the distance, Zora is barely visible, her camouflaged form blending in with the seafloor.
Zora's tricky. If I lose her, she'll strike when I least expect it. I need to keep her visible somehow. Aha! I could maybe use these glowing algae to tag her. Just a little bit closer.
With a swift motion, Eve darts past Zora, crushing the algae onto her arm.
Perfect. She didn't even notice. Now I can see her, no matter how well she tries to hide.
She tagged her. Smart move.
That will make her a whole lot less dangerous. Eve knows exactly where she'll be now.
Looks like Eve is attempting once more to go for the scale. Will the other contestants let her be?
One down, one more, and she's further away now. This is my chance to get that scale before anyone else. I caught one. Now to get back to the surface safely. I'm sure I can outspeed Zora now, but where is the armored one? Ah, screw it. I'm just gonna go upwards full speed and... Ah!
An ambush! Lork was waiting higher up. Stealing a scale is less worth than going all the way down to get one. Haha!
Let go, you big brute! Come on! Ah! Okay, my last option is to use the hookshot again to escape its clutches. Phew, I managed to escape, but it's still a while to the surface.
Zora took advantage of the commotion to take a scale of her own. Now only Lord needs to get his scale to make it through to the next round. But with only one scale left, an additional rule has been triggered.
What additional rule? I have a bad feeling about this.
Time to speed up the battle by increasing the temperature. And do not worry, our aquatic creatures can handle high temperatures with ease. But will our contestants?
They're pouring lava on the side of the water.
Oh no, they're going to make the water boil. Eve must hurry.
She will be fine, she just needs to reach the surface now. I'm almost getting more worried about Gale. Where is that coward? I'm going to take a look.
Damn, the water is rising in temperature quickly. I must get out of here fast.
Our contestants are choosing to rush to the surface, scale or no scale. Shall we add one additional challenge to make it even more interesting? Our leader just gave us the signal. Commence closing the tank now!
Come on!
She can still make it. Perhaps one last hope shot.
I'm losing strength. Must get out. No!
She made it.
Yes, and that Zora person too.
I made it.
Phenomenal! The two female contestants made it out just in time. Sadly for Gorb, this looks to be the end of the line for him.
These trials are merciless. What did we get ourselves into?
Boiled alive or chewed by a gigantic eel. What a terrible fate.
Meanwhile, Draenen's suspicions were not unfounded. Gale was taking an unusual long time for a simple bathroom break.
There's no way I will participate in this madness. I must find a way out. Perhaps through this air vent, we could get back to the surface. It's a tight fit, but I must push through.
Well, 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 my intuition never fails. Where do you think you're going, mister?
I was trying to get some fresh air.
You know, Gale, people tell you to think outside of the box, but I say, why even get into the box in the first place? Let me help you down. I have the feeling one of the next trials will be right up your alley.
No, I'm too young to die.
Relax, I won't let anything happen to my crew. Now just stay still.
Okay, I'll trust you. Not like I have another choice, right?
That's more like it. Now let's go back. The crowd seems to have calmed down, so that means Eve must have made it.
The first trial may be over, but the arena's thirst for blood remains unsatisfied. As Eve catches her breath, the next challenge reveals itself. A trial of intellect, nerve, and deep and predictable. No weapons, no combat, and yet, only a slim chance of survival.
I still need to catch my breath a little.
You were amazing.
Really good use of the hookshot there. I knew it would come in handy.
You see, Gale, we have the finest talent here amongst the crew. no matter what they throw at us.
Well, that was only the first one. And two contestants died a gruesome death.
Yes, that was extremely brutal.
I know. I still feel the rush. And is it me or is it very hot in here?
Let me check. Your adrenaline levels are off the charts.
Let me congratulate you once again on that phenomenal performance out there. The crowd loved every second of it. I think even Corzan was impressed.
Haha, our biologist is not to be underestimated.
I expect the same spectacle from your team for the next trial.
Oh dear, here it comes.
This one is also a one-man competition. However, a completely different type of trial. No violence whatsoever.
Oh? That might be something for me. I volunteer.
Wait, let him speak first.
You're the wise one of the group, I see. No violence, but still potentially lethal. The next trial will require nerves of steel, in-depth knowledge, and a smidge of luck.
I'm curious what it could be.
The next trial is Poison Roulette, also called the Venomous Gambit. A variety of home-brewed cocktails are prepared for the participants. Some are completely harmless, some have unique, interesting effects. Others cause instant death. Each round, the contestants take turns selecting a vial and drinking it. Some vials contain antidotes, but they're mixed in with the poisons, and only someone with the in-depth knowledge of toxicology can identify them, based on subtle clues like color, viscosity, and scent.
No, thank you. I'm not thirsty.
If it involves drinking, it could actually be more something for me.
Don't be ridiculous. This is something other than drinking beers all day.
What? They've helped me build up an immunity to plenty of intoxications.
And your lost sense of smell will definitely not be an asset for this one.
Contestants cannot refuse to drink once they have chosen a vial. And the last one standing wins. Or if there are no more vials left. But that never happens. An additional rule, every contestant has an opportunity to once swap a vial with their opponent before they drink.
Eve is right. This doesn't seem like your type of trial. Actually, it is more my area of expertise.
Are you sure? There's a vast amount of poisons and toxins you probably never heard about.
I know it's still a risk, but out of everyone here, I feel I will have the best shot.
You will need to pick a champion and send them to the arena in less than 4 beats. Pick wisely, and good luck.
I wish I had something that would help you, but I can't think of anything at the moment.
It's okay. Thank you anyway.
Rose, I have full confidence in your abilities to give you an edge in this trial. However, there is no way to tell what dirty tricks they will be playing during the trial. As you saw last time, they add hidden rules that completely change the tide of the game.
I am aware. I'll be on my guard.
It is decided then. You will represent the Black Pulse in this trial.
We don't have to do this. There might be other ways to get to Corzan eventually.
If we give up now, Eve's bravery and victory will be for nothing. Besides, this is the best lead we have. Would you rather fight your way to him?
No, but...
I know you're scared, Gale, but we have faced difficult challenges before. Don't worry about me. I know what I'm doing.
Okay, if you say so.
Well then, it is decided. Rose, you may go to the arena when you feel ready. We will be cheering you on from the sights.
I still need a few moments to mentally prepare.
Understandable.
And remember, these guys don't play fair, so make sure to get creative yourself as well.
The arena falls silent as the first deadly trial concludes, but victory is fleeting. The Black Pulse have claimed their first win, but the next trial looms on the horizon. No blades, no beasts, only vials of liquid and uncertain fate. Rose, the team's medic, must now step into the spotlight, where knowledge and strategy will be her weapon and luck her shield. Prepare yourselves for the next round, as the Venomous Gambit approaches, where each wrong sip could be the last.
Thank you.